Making a rhyme every time is great for children's minds. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kirsten Reed, assistant professor of psychology at Santa Clara University, explains why rhymes help preschool children along faster on the path to reading.
One of the best predictors of how well a child will learn to read is how big and strong their vocabulary is in the preschool years. We've known for a long time that one good way to help nourish preschoolers' growing vocabularies is reading with them. But are some books better than others for serving up new words and helping children learn? Yes. In my research on early language learning through natural, everyday activities, we've discovered that books that put new words at the end of short rhymes actually give children a measurable learning boost. For example, in Julia Donaldson's classic rhyming book, Room on a Broom, the story goes, "Then out of the bushes, on thundering paws, there bounded a dog with the hat in his jaws." Putting the word jaws in that place gives it a type of phonological highlighting, since words at the ends of sentences often get a bit of extra stress. But jaws also gets highlighted because it completes the rhyme. For the child's ear, it's like snapping the last piece into a puzzle. Throwing in a dramatic pause just before revealing jaws also gives the child a chance to think about what's coming next. And this quick and simple lexical prediction engages young listeners more actively and makes new words more memorable. For added bonus, some children might even ask, why jaws and not mouth? Opening them up to developing more metalinguistic awareness and also to learning more about the specific differences between two competing words. During a time when children can be learning up to 10 new words every day, these strategies, using rhymes and pausing to let kids think about what word might come next, can have a cumulative effect, giving children who might just think they are enjoying a cuddle and a story a healthy dose of language nutrition at the same time.
That was Kirsten Reed of Santa Clara University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.